These feelings of gratitude and love continued until I couldn't express them anymore. Suffice it to say that the feeling of love began to spread out from that room to everyone who lived or worked in the mission home, then to all of the missionaries, then to all of the saints in Ireland, and eventually to all of the people of Ireland. This love seemed to comprehend everyone individually. I simply have no words to describe it. But I loved everyone, as I had never loved before or perhaps since, and this love seemed to possess the characteristic of knowledge. I came to feel that I was tasting a part of the kind of love that lay behind the atonement. I felt it was charity, the pure love of Christ, and that such a supernal love was a gift of God. I felt it was, in part at least, an answer to my prayers for an understanding of the atonement. Moroni 7, verse 48 became precious to me. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love, which he hath bestowed upon all who are the true followers of his Son Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified even as he is pure. Close quote. For many days, the spirit of that experience stayed with me without any conscious effort on my part. And to this day, I vividly remember the scene and the feeling. It has given to me a love standard and a realization that charity is truly a gift of God. I have hesitated to share such a personal experience, but I have felt to do so in love and as my personal testimony of the atonement and the power of love as life's central motivation. As we come to understand and internalize the Savior's atoning sacrifice, we can begin to lead our family members and others to Him. Hence, the Advanced Service Initiative is to teach and testify of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. But we must remember that people cannot personally experience the second event of the Restoration until they have experienced the first event. Only when they have a deep conviction of their real identity and their celestial potential can they feel the inner security to turn to the Lord and line their souls with the atonement. Yet, in another sense, the first and second events are perfectly interwoven in teaching us of our true identity and relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So they are almost inseparable. If we want to help people obtain hope in Christ, we must exercise great empathy and patience, and we must continually affirm that they are of infinite worth. We must be faithful to them as the Savior himself would be. They must sense that we have integrity. The key to influencing others to come unto Christ is in offering an example of absolute constancy under stress. We are like midwives in the second birth process. And for many people, it's a painful struggle to overcome personal habits and offer up the sacrifice of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. As we help them do so, they must know that we will not abort the process, no matter what happens. The levels of initiative for this chapter, therefore, are, at the basic level, the personal initiative is to ponder the Scriptures daily, to feast on the words and love of Jesus Christ. Remember, give us this day our daily bread. The advanced level of the enlarged service initiative would be to teach and testify by the Spirit of Christ and his atoning sacrifice.